Blog Talk Radio.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught the whole New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, go strong on the island, recruit for lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. You know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shorties here, I get cocky, living 40s of beer. Here's a sip with a cruise, that's the beast. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch your right jaw. Got on light jaw, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pino, kill like the middle. Black and Pino, die like a hero. Living on shaky grounds, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put a shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot. Who cares where it goes? Just keep the castle closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, I paid the cost. And my pockets are still back. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth from Mac. Even if I'm cool and steep, but one deep, I attract attention. People like to speak. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I am solo for many. Hang out with different weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war to shop, I'm gonna draw my lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Area of despair, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the ledge. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep it occupied for the rest of the ride, read up my resume, she know I'm already cool, you just meet me after school, we can moon and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Aldo Capone, sweat me. You didn't wanna let me loose, come get me. As if you wanna sip the juice, cut the streets to wave me. So I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, spray with automatics, they wet me up. In the puddle with blood, I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Talking about Little Eric being Rakim, got to keep a little old school people. Sorry, Kekesa, they're bringing it live and direct. Part one, part two, part three. This is a continuation of a floor we rolled with Atosa back in the day, about three, four, I think sometimes last month. In driven conversation, she was talking about a movie that was in development, One Night in Brooklyn. So we have an hour long scheduled interview with her this coming Saturday, March 17th, 2012, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's for you folks on the East Coast. For the folks out here, it's going to be 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you're in between, I'm sure you can figure it out since it's daylight savings time. But the movie we're going to talk about, give some love to, is One Night in Brooklyn. And I'm going to give you a little description here, and then I'll let you hear the staff's cast words in their own vernacular. Inspiration, the idea for One Night in Brooklyn came to Ms. Atosa while hanging with her friends at a house party in Crown Heights neighborhood in Brooklyn. They were all dealing with the same trials and tribulations of figuring out how to survive post-college. Some of them were artists navigating the balance between day jobs and creating the art. Others entangled in the dramas and monotony of corporate America. Regardless of their backgrounds or current occupations, they were all also looking for love. She realized that since the 90s, she had not seen any films or television shows that addressed the college or in post-college experience. Some of her favorite shows were A Different World, School Days, and, of course, House Party. House Party, the classic people. It's also wanted to see a story on the big screen that so many of her colleagues were yearning for as well. Their coming-of-age story about a group of educated post-college grads going in their adulthood like St. Elmo's Fire or Reality Bites, but with a multicultural cast. This inspired her to take action and write the first draft of One Night in Brooklyn back in 2008. At the core of One Night in Brooklyn is the idea of the trans-African community. She defines the trans-African community as a group of people within the African diaspora, African-Americans, Africans, West Indians, Afro-Latinos, Afro-Europeans, etc., who are not afraid to honor where they come from and let this inform how they express themselves where they are busy or where they are today. So sorry. Being a first-generation Nigerian-born in the United States, the Sosa realized how many others of varying backgrounds shared similar experiences. The multicultural cast of One Night in Brooklyn seeks to give this experience a voice and to reflect the true diversity in the Brooklyn community and in the African diaspora. This film, people, is for a worldwide audience that is looking to consume content that reflects the trans-African experience. Her background as an artist began with fashion, and for her, fashion is more than dress. It encompasses clothing, music, political ideas. In essence, it is its worldview. Through costuming inspired by African and contemporary designs, Pan-African-inspired music centered on hip-hop, Brooklyn setting, and the diversity of the characters, her team will create fashion for the trans-African movement. People, that's the flow on this groove. Let's hear what they have to say. I'm moving back and forth here. I'm actually holding two scripts in my hands while doing this group, but I love the endeavor. Let's give a little love to what they have to say. One Night in Brooklyn, let's hear their words as posted on Indiegogo.
Hi, my name is Asosa Dosunmu, and I'm the writer director of One Night in Brooklyn. One Night in Brooklyn is a really fun story about a group of Brooklyn bohemians who declare it Trans African Independence Day.
Trans African.
Trans African.
Trans African.
Trans African.
Trans African.
And throw an Independence Day party. What Trans African means to me is that you are not afraid to honor where you came from and allow that to inform how you express yourself today. I really was just inspired by House Party, by A Different World, by School Days, movies that I hadn't seen since the early 90s. All of these characters reflect my experience and feeling during a time where I really grew into who I am now. And it's kind of that day where something happens to you in your life and you can no longer do the same things you were doing and get away with it. It's that day that you are forced to grow up and pay our bills on time.
And all year, let's not forget the fact that this takes place in Brooklyn. I am for Brooklyn. Brooklyn has a lot to do with who I am and my identity. Growing up right across the street from Junior's restaurant, I'm that dude at that party when they're like, "Where Brooklyn at?" I'm jumping up and down, you know, because I got a lot of Brooklyn pride. I had a map, the subway map, and I had every icon. I like cut out their heads and put the icons in like the village that they lived in. So Spike Lee had his little head in Fort Greene. I had Jay-Z and Marcy all over. And I feel like Capital H would have, you know, he's definitely somebody who would do the same thing, but even more so, he wants to be that next icon of Brooklyn.
You come to Brooklyn for the culture and the arts, and you kind of have to define what family is going to be for you. And for me, my friends really became my family, and that's what I see in One Night in Brooklyn. Being from New Orleans, we had, you know, Hurricane Katrina happen there, and a lot of people had to relocate, and Layla ends up relocating in Brooklyn. And so that is very personal for me because I moved to Brooklyn shortly after the storm. And that's what is important to me about the film, that it's not on the surface about family, but that's really what it is. They are family.
In the movie One Night in Brooklyn, I play the character Blunt. I can relate to Blunt. He's similar to myself in that.
He's so similar.
How do you say it? He's like, I don't know. He's the guy, he's the friend of a friend. You know, he likes to get his, he hates to smoke. You know, he's like a cool dude. He's a cool guy. You know, he's regular.
I'm a woman, girl. You know what I mean? I'm a Latina. I come from South America. I like the heat.
I'm half Trinidadian and half Venezuelan. I identify with Maven because Maven is an Afro-Latina, and I am an Afro-Latina. She's dating a guy named Capital H. Their relationship is on the rocks. The decision that Maven makes at the end is one that will surprise the audience. I think it's pretty cool.
Oftentimes, you know, young men who are the gay character, he's also gay, can often be the comedic relief, and you know, that's awesome. But you know, there's other sides to gay men, you know, professional men. They're not always sassy, and they're not always the stereotype of we often see in films and television. And this is a great character because he's a real guy, you know, he's a real man who deals with his own issues at work, because it's not easy for him hiding his sexuality and going to work every day, but he puts a smile on his face. And but at nighttime or the weekends when he's with Jazz, he lets it all go, and it's time for him to be himself. And I think that's why he loves having Jasmine in his life.
And I really wanted to create something that showed a diverse group of brown skinned people, not just monolithic black people, but people that were very specific, like the people that I know in my real life. So we have a Nigerian-American guy, we have a girl who's Ethiopian-American, we have a girl from New Orleans who survived Hurricane Katrina, and we have a Dominican guy, and everyone's very specific and has very specific culture and flavor, and that's a huge part of why I created One Night in Brooklyn. We have a goal of getting our film in the can by summer of 2012, and so we need your help.
Any contribution you can make to get this story told would be greatly appreciated.
Check them out, people. Yeah, One Night in Brooklyn. Check them out, people, at onenightinbrooklyn.com. You can also find them on Indiegogo. They're getting a lot of support there. Reach out, do what you can. A lot of people are talking about they want to see something new. They want to see something revealing. They want to see some diversity. They want to see some different characters and what's always presented out there. But here's your opportunity. You can check them out again at Indiegogo.com, see what's going on. You can also flow over to onenightinbrooklyn.com. People, again, this is just a promo for an upcoming interview we have with Asosa, actress, writer, director of this groove. She'll be with us next Saturday, March 17th, 2012, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 1 p.m. West Coast time. People, Psychic Cast, they're bringing it live and direct. One Night in Los Angeles. I Am Gone, part one, part two, part three. People, take it easy. I'm out. I like that.
This Brooklyn was in a great league shot. This Marjorie on a great league shot. This Bronx was in a great league shot. This Durham was in a great league shot.
Don't touch me, boss. If you touch me, boy, you must fight the dust. I try to deal, but it no get me nowhere. Baby, now me pack it, now me deep in me way. Take out me gun, put in a me suitcase. Pick up me face, and you know me run the place. One thumb thump in a boy, them face. Two thumb thump, and we tear down the place. Three thumb thump, and them cannot escape. Cannot escape, cannot escape. Gallum is a cannot escape car. Door to door once again, with this thing is real bad boy demo. And if you a bad boy, not a guy can try. Let me see your face demo. Girl, I'm not a DJ and I'm not a MC. I want to wait to remember how to do BDP. Step to a crew, boy, no problem. We have a fist and it's quick without them. I'll send a gun, but it's in on me way. Pick up me fist, cause it puts out your face. And I am there and we wreck it on bad. Up in me fist and me go next to God. You see me fist, call me up in a line. Wicked bad boy, run things every time. All them attack and defend. Y'all stop me from love, they get them. Y'all from the left and y'all from the right. Two of them combine and one fight. One to a post, one take out and drive. I nearly told the girl and take away her life. Tell me to the people, is that right? Make girl a kill girl, the man with me like. I don't like that, them pressing on me sound. See them girl, we just see them at home. What I am there, step on the toes. Twice every week, now we run to the bone, that's why.
People, take it easy. Good night.